Tackling your business's finance to-dos can be daunting enough without being slowed down by QuickBooks. More like slow books. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one financial system, no matter how big your business grows. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow. All in one place. Special financing is back. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program only for those ready to switch today. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite right now. That's netsuite.com/c-suite.
How many of us eat right? Really eat right with like the right nutrition? Well, it's especially important during, you know, the anxiety over the pandemic, especially with all the things going on right now, to stay healthy during these tough times. You want your immune system to be the best. And today I am with dietitian and founder of Fair Meals, a free online platform offering nutritious meal solutions to families and individuals. Welcome, the founder of Fair Meals by Ariel. It's Ariel Kassenbaum. Welcome to If God Had a Podcast.
Thank you so much, Pavlina. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So first of all, what's the difference between a dietitian and a nutritionist?
If you've always wanted to try meditation but think to yourself, when would I have time? You should check out Headspace. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. Headspace is one of the only apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through comprehensive, clinically validated research. Headspace really can help you feel better. Overwhelmed? Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation. Need help falling asleep? Use Headspace wind-down sessions. And parents, Headspace has morning meditations you can do with your kids. Headspace works for you, on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/c-suite for a free 1-month trial. You'll be able to access Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/c-suite today.
I get that all the time, and I'm happy you asked, because it's really important for really everybody to know, especially if somebody is trying to seek help or, you know, wants to speak to somebody about their general, you know, nutrition and health and everything of that sort. So a nutritionist, anybody can really call themselves a nutritionist. You can take a nutrition 101 class and call yourself a nutritionist. You can, you know, some people take more courses and then, you know, they think they're very, very much immersed in the nutrition world and they'll call themselves a nutritionist. What a registered dietitian is there are certain science-based classes you need to take, as well as some nutrition-based classes you need to take before applying for a dietetic internship. The dietetic internship is about 1 year where we are kind of in a very clinical setting, as well as food service, and we get really hands-on experience. And we need to complete a certain amount of hours for that year or 9 months or whatever it is. It's a very, very extensive program. And it's, you know, they're very competitive. It's a matching system. So there's a lot of hard work that goes into it. And once completing the dietetic internship, then we need to take a certified board exam that we need to pass. So there's a lot of work that goes into it. And it's a credential that's very, very much worked hard for. Which is really what that main difference is.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Thank you for explaining that, because I had always wondered, and I'd worked with other nutritionists and everything. And I've actually worked with a dietitian as well, because I've always been so fascinated in like what my body needs and how to get things that, you know, like even if it's down to like the macros or whatever it may be, I'm like, how do I figure out how to do this? So whether you, and especially if one of my listeners are interested in, you know, getting a nutritionist or dietitian, that is a really great way for them to kind of shift through, you know, their options.
Yeah, it's a very heavy space, so it's important to know the difference.
I feel like a lot of the fitness people that I follow, a lot of them are also nutritionists, so it's good to know the difference for sure. What have you found that millennial households are lacking in their nutrition, in, you know, making sure that they're, you know, eating the right things and getting the right stuff for their bodies?
I don't know so much if it's what they're lacking, but I think a lot of millennial households are very much into what the current trends are or what the current fad diets are. So I wouldn't say that's so much of what they're lacking, but it's almost a lacking of some sort of knowledge. I mean, to put that lightly, I don't want to, you know, I want to say that in the nicest way possible, but it's really important to understand that these fad diets are actually not sustainable for the most part. And as registered dietitians, most of us are really not interested in that as an approach to healthy eating. So we're very much focused on making sure we're getting every single macronutrient as well as micronutrient properly in our bodies. Everything's important. Everything should be eaten in moderation, can be eaten in moderation. And many of these fad diets don't believe in that approach. Whereas registered dietitians will help navigate you through all of that. So just really kind of taking yourself out of what these trends are and what these fad diets are going to be really important. And if there is anything that anybody who is curious about what is a healthy way of eating, they should look for registered dietitian approved sources that will help them, navigate through these waters, I would say.
I know so many people that go through the fad diets, they're on keto, they're doing, paleo, whatever it may be. And the biggest thing I found with it is that it's just not sustainable. Lot of times they get over it, they're not into it anymore, and then they end up gaining the weight back, or they're just not feeding their bodies the proper way. So how can a dietitian really help them, find what they need for their bodies and cater for themselves?
So, obviously a dietitian can speak with someone one-on-one and kind of get the understanding of where that person is at, as well as where they want to be, and they'll kind of help them navigate that. Mm-hmm. As a general rule of thumb, and something I'm a very big proponent of at Fair Meals, is really just focusing tremendously on utilizing fiber and protein to help keep us fuller for longer. So we want to make sure, again, we're getting those two nutrients. These are two key nutrients in keeping us fuller. So we want to get good use out of them. And of course, snacking between meals is important, but we want to be able to snack on the right things. Things like nuts, things like yogurt, things like fruit and vegetables. We don't want to be snacking so much on chips and chocolate bars and things of that sort. So that's something I'm a huge, huge proponent of. And I would say that is my rule of thumb, is making sure we're getting good sources of these two nutrients.
Definitely. Protein and fiber are everything, kids. Okay. That's where the money's at. So something that you sort of touched on was that snacking. And I know a lot of people, especially during, 2020 has really triggered a lot of us, just dealing with anxiety and depression, and a lot of people handle it differently. I know when I'm stressed or if I have anxiety, I just won't eat at all. Like, I probably won't even think of food until I'm like, wow, I'm starving. I need to get some food in me. So what is like your go-to food advice when it comes to, coping with something like depression or anxiety?
Like you had said, you deal with it one way. And I'm like that too. When I'm anxious, when I feel, that sense of anxiety, I completely lose my appetite. But I work with many clients who, have the other side of it, where they're constantly eating. And eating is important, and we should all be eating. And I think for somebody who, like me and you, who maybe lose an appetite and feel that food is not so much of a priority to them, they really need to think, they don't need to be eating those six meals, right? We like to say three meals and then two snacks or three snacks. Focus on eating your three meals a day, and don't focus as much on the snacks, but we want to make sure we are getting three meals in a day, because those are important. And then on the other side of the coin, for people who tend to be overeating, depending on what the anxieties are and what the depression is about, make sure we're snacking, like I had mentioned before, on foods that are healthier, again, that are full of protein, that are full of fiber. When we do have fiber, we want to have protein. It will help keep our blood sugars balanced a little bit better as well. So that's going to be a very important tactic for snacking. So I always tell clients to have, a piece of string cheese and to have a piece of fruit with that. And that's a really, really great pair to help keep our blood sugar stabilizing. Just focusing again on these, making sure we're getting these proper nutrients. That's definitely important. And then I'm going to tell you that, if somebody really is going through some sort of depression or really anxious time in their life, having a tub of ice cream is really going to be okay for them. And that's going to be important for their mental health as well. And so much of nutrition is part of making us feel good mentally. And if that's what's going to help them and that's what's going to do it, then enjoy that. I'm not saying do it every day, but if that's going to get them through a really hard time in their lives, and a lot of people are going through that right now, unfortunately, then I say go for it.
You give families easy and healthy recipes that aren't breaking the bank. And I think everyone needs that right now. But how can we do that?
We can go on fairmeals.com, and all of these recipes are built and created and scored on these three main pillars. So of affordability, of health, and of ease. So these are great recipes to follow, but they're also great recipes to kind of get our minds turning a little bit and seeing like, okay, well, I see a pattern here, right? I see these ingredients seem to be a little bit more affordable. So how can I make them, how can I kind of change them up a little bit? And that's really what I wanted to do. I really want to empower families and provide them with the knowledge that they in fact can go out, create easy, healthy, and affordable meals. And they don't really need me to do them and to hold their hands, but I'm here to help. And I'm here to really empower them to do that.
I love it, especially because like, I think a lot of people, COVID has taught us one thing, it's like health is wealth and we need to all be taking care of ourselves. What is one of your favorite recipes?
One of my favorite recipes, so it's actually on Fair Meals, is it's a pasta with salmon and broccoli. And I love this and because it really brings in every single important nutrient. Salmon is really important because it gives, obviously, it's a lean protein. It also has these omega-3 fatty acids, which are super important for our muscles, for brain development, for our eyes, for just general immune health. And it's not found very much in foods. So wherever we can get that, it's super important to make sure we do get it. So it's great for kids. It's obviously great for adults. It's great for pregnant women, breastfeeding women, et cetera. And then broccoli, obviously, is a great source of calcium. It's a great source of fiber, of course, as well as some other micronutrients. So it's going to folate, for example. So it's really, and then pasta is just delicious. And I think it's a really great way to get your kids to eat this. They see the pasta. They love pasta. And you know, you're getting the broccoli, you're getting the salmon, and it also happens to just be so delicious. You can put some Parmesan cheese on top of it. You can eat it hot. You can eat it cold. It's super versatile. I've had a lot of people see this recipe on my site and provide really positive feedback how much their families love it. So this is definitely a favorite of mine. It's a favorite of my families. And it's a favorite of many families that I've worked with.
I love that so much. I recently went vegan, or else I would totally be trying that because it sounds like it's got like carbs, protein, and fiber. Like it's the whole package. Like I love that so much, but everyone else should go try it. Fairmeals.com. But thank you so much for being on If God Had a Podcast, Ariel. I'm Pavlina Asta with Ariel Kastenbaum, a dietitian and founder of Fair Meals by Ariel. Fairmeals.com. Thank you so much, Ariel.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.